Back here on our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show, Brian Schultz in for Kelly today. The head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, joining us outside the Beaver locker room. Jim, I'm not going to lie, they score 48 seconds into the game, and I'm thinking, oh, not again. I thought from that point on, your team played extremely well.
Yeah, I agree, Schultz. You know, obviously a tough start, and ironically, we had a great first shift. We win the draw. We get it deep. You know, and then, you know, unfortunately, it was one of those, Hannah's been so good. So it's like, you know, you kind of wonder how that go in. But I give her credit. She didn't let it bother. And again, she gave us a great chance today.
You and I talked in the pregame about moving your feet and drawing more penalties. And go figure, that's exactly how you get the first power play. And that's how you get your first power play goal in ages.
No, absolutely. It was great to see. And, you know, obviously, Claire Vekic's first career goal, a power play goal. Ties the game. Yeah, it was huge.
That shows how much confidence you guys have in her. She is a freshman playing in just her, eighth game. And she's out there on the power play with some pretty skilled players, and you can see why.
Yeah, she's she can put the puck in the net. She's got good hands. She's made some really, really nice plays in that bumper position. And she set up Lydia last week against Clarkson, and just a great play. So, yeah, we're trying to get her to, you know, she's just got to realize again how good she can be, and it's a learning process for her playing against a team like Minnesota, their speed, their skill, their strength, but she handled herself really well, and she almost had another one. You know, she Lauren made a big stop on her there in the second period.
How much better did you defend today?
I thought we did a better job. I thought we were good stick on puck. You know, they still had their chances. They still had some times where they had us in the blender, so to speak, but I thought we weathered it. Hannah made some stops for us, and we got some clears, but had some blocks. So all in all, I thought we just did a better job.
Obviously, you don't want to take the penalty, in the last couple of minutes but you pretty much had to take that one. But you still had enough time after that to pull the goalie and get some stuff going. How did you like the execution of that extra attacker situation?
Well, it was scrambly, no doubt. You know, we had mixed up lines because of the penalty kill, and I think there was a face off. We had used our timeout earlier, so we were just trying to get fresh bodies out there, and we just said, hey, you got to get the puck. You know, you got to get the puck, get pucks to the net. And, obviously Minnesota did a pretty good job keeping to the outside. But having not been in that position a lot, I thought we did okay with it.
That's a situation, and I've talked with Tom in the men's games about this a lot already this year. It's hard to practice with the intensity of what it's like in a game situation.
Oh, no doubt.
It's completely different.
Yeah, it is. You're hoping for a bounce. If you have time, obviously if you have the right group that's at least practice together, at least they might have some sense what they want to do. But, in this case, it was a mishmash of players, and we were just trying to get fresh bodies out there.
With 2 seconds left, what options does Grayson have on that faceoff?
Well, that's something she's just got to decide. She's either going to try to go forward or if she can, try to pull it back. But, it's obviously a tough situation to try to create anything. You're trying to... In this case, she was trying to push it forward, and we were trying to, just overload the front of the net.
Next weekend on the road at Wisconsin, how much better will your team be for what they faced this weekend and the adversity they faced and came back from it?
Yeah, no doubt. It's going to be, this weekend will go a long way. It's going to help. I mean, obviously, having faced a team like this, now we got to face a very similar team on the road, so... All of these experiences are going to help us. And, again, for what we went through and how we responded today, I thought we gave ourselves a chance. We nobody raised a white flag. We kept battling. And, that's all you can ask. And so, that's certainly going to help us next week.
Best of luck.
Thanks.
Jim Scanlon, head coach of the Beavers here.